Hi, I'm David Matthews with Spark of Life. Our heartbeat is to walk beside those who are grieving deeply, losses that they are experiencing, non-death losses, death losses, all that. Be sure to go to sparkoflife.org for more help. But today I want to just share with you three things you must avoid. Please avoid this while you're in grief and in this grief process that so many times we feel hopeless. We don't even know how to get up in the morning. And if you're experiencing deep grief, please avoid these three. Number one, avoid this thinking if you possibly can, and you can, what is wrong with me? At Spark of Life, we don't think there's anything wrong with you. You have a broken heart, not a broken brain. I know you think something must be wrong with you because you feel so terrible, but the thousands of grievers that we've been privileged to work with over the last 12 to 15 years have taught us so much. And one of those things is when we work with those who are grieving deeply, often they come to us thinking, there's something wrong with me. After all, their friends have told them, if you'd only do this, you'd get better. Like, it's been a year, get over it. That type of thing that really hurts people. It just hurts people. There is nothing wrong with you. And at Spark of Life, our commitment to people we work with is, we are not here to fix you because we don't think you need to be fixed. You're grieving. And grieving is as natural and normal as breathing. And when we lose somebody we love, or we lose something we love, like a career, a job, or we lose somebody to death, whether it's a child or a spouse or a friend or a sibling, many times we go into deep, deep grief. Of course we do, because we've lost someone so dear to our hearts. So yes, your hearts are broken, but you don't need to be fixed. Stop trying to be fixed. And because You might need some help. I want to share some help with you today, but remember this, you don't need to be fixed. Number two, avoid comparing your losses to others. When I've experienced loss, I can always look at others who have experienced worse loss. There are people who have experienced worse loss than me. We have had couples who we have worked with that have lost 6 children, 5 children, 4 children, 3 children. We've worked with people who have lost their spouse and their child. We've worked with people who have multiple major losses in a short amount of time. And when I look at their losses, if I knew your loss, I would probably think my loss is not as bad as your loss. And why do we want to avoid that? Well, we want to avoid it because it doesn't help us in our grief journey. It might hinder us. It might stall us. We call comparing our losses with others as living forward stallers. They stall our healthy recovery. Well, here's a person that's lost 5 children under the age of 1. Therefore, my loss doesn't compare to their loss. So I don't have a right to feel bad. I don't have a right to grieve. I don't have a right to cry. Of course, I still have that right. I wouldn't trade places with all these other people, but I don't have that choice to trade places. You don't either. I wouldn't do that. Because I look at their losses and I say, oh, mine's nothing in comparison, but mine is something in comparison because it breaks my heart. Give yourself permission to grieve your loss and try not to compare your loss with others. If others' losses are worse than mine, I might minimize my feelings. And there's the flip side. If I think I have the worst loss, if I think my loss is worse than most people in the world, I might maximize my feelings of hopelessness because if I have the worst loss, how can I ever recover? How can I ever live forward with hope again and joy again? So comparing my losses, it doesn't help. Doesn't help them, doesn't help me. My loss is my loss. Your loss is your loss. Give yourself permission to grieve it without comparing your losses to others. And the third thing, an absolute thing to avoid, is don't compare your grief to others' grief. In other words, the way you grieve might be very different from somebody very close to you who lost the same person. If a mother and father lose the same child, they might grieve and they will grieve in a different way. My brother, sister, and I lost our mother many years ago. We all three grieved differently. We lost the same person. The ways that somebody else grieves, maybe the same loss I've had, is their way to grieve. And I might not grieve that same way. So comparing my grief to others, here's somebody who lost a child, and they lost a child, and then maybe you've lost a child, and maybe they went back to church the first Sunday after the funeral, and maybe it took you a year to go back, or maybe you still aren't going back, and you say, well, I don't have as much faith as that person. Well, that might not be true. See, comparing the way they're grieving, maybe they needed to go back to church, and maybe you needed not to go back to church. That's your call, right? So comparing the way I grieve with other people can be a living forward staller. So three things to avoid, and please, please go to sparkoflife.org for more details on this. We have retreats coming up, 3.5-day retreats, both in-person retreats at fabulous locations and also virtual retreats using Zoom technology. We just finished one yesterday from the day I'm making this video, and a virtual retreat, and it was our first virtual, our 109th total retreat, and it was just as powerful as our in-person retreats. So whether it's in-person or virtual, go to sparkoflife.org, and we want to help you in your grief walk and your grief journey. At Spark of Life, there is always, always hope. Please subscribe to our video channel here on YouTube and go to our website and see what other offerings we have. If you know, you need grief coaching, we have that available. We have online grief resources, and we have these retreats coming up almost hopefully on a monthly basis. At Spark of Life, there is always, always hope.